So here we go, kids. My very first podcast. It's that miraculous day where I got off my lazy ass, plugged in the microphone, put on the headphones, and sat here and began to talk. And began to talk to you from my, well, lovely little house in the United Kingdom. What I came here today to do is speak to you about not just the election, but a few things that I think are important and I've not seen raised yet. So, firstly, let's start with the election. I ran for the politics are above top secret position, as I'm sure many of you noticed. I mean, you know, I spam the boards with my posts and I had a link in my thread, so I'm hoping you actually noticed. And I'm hoping a few of you read it. I mean, it said I had 600 views. 600, you know, people. And I had 140 votes. And in fact, less than 600 people took part. But at least, you know, I won. That's the most important thing, was the fact I won. So anyway, getting back to my original point, the council has got to make a charter. I mean, this is one thing everyone's got to understand, is the council isn't going in there yet to begin work on, well, to begin work on your problems. We need to begin working on how we're gonna run. I mean, ATS is the first website that I've ever seen to begin having an elected body of people. I mean, it's unheard of. I mean, there's many countries who can't even manage to elect people into government. And now we have places on the internet beginning to elect people. You know, and we need to begin to work out how it's gonna, and I use that word not too often. We need to work out how the council will function. We need to work out what roles we will have. Although, we need to liaise with you guys, the members, because what point is there in having an elected majority of people who do not liaise with the people that elect them? You know, we'll end up turning out into a group of people like what we have in government, you know, people who get elected but have no idea what is actually going on. And I believe once we establish a charter, I mean, we need to put my own in here, because, you know, I've yet to, that we need to let you guys know what we want. I mean, we need to look at the charter. We just need to say, these are the charters we offer. What ones do you guys want? What do you want our powers to be? Do you want us to be able to liaise between the public, i.e. you guys, the members, and the administration, as a go-between for any problems, any ideas? Or do you wish to have us work in a system where we implement these ideas ourselves, you know, so we come up with an idea, we run it through the council, and then we also need to get past Simon, Skeptic, and Springer. And this is going to be the first hurdle. I mean, I say first hurdle, there seems to be about 100 already. But, that's nothing too hard. And you guys have got to understand that it's not too hard, but it will take time. And the next thing I want to talk about is something that's even more important. Something I can't even believe is happening. You guessed it, guys. The ATS TV show. Dun dun dun. Or something like that. We are about to have, for the first time, I think, in history, a television show being made about a website. I mean, there are mentions of them. I mean, there was a Panorama documentary on eBay over in the United Kingdom. But we're talking a series here. We're not talking one show, we're not talking four. We're talking a whole television series. In fact, from what I understand, we'll have more shows on ATS than the BBC has conducted about Al-Qaeda. Okay? That's how big this thing is going to be. And that is going to bring about so many new members. I mean, you know, as I've began to think of PTS as the ghetto of ATS, you know, where the smaller, poorer, more impoverished area, where people hardly go into unless they have to. Yeah, well, even that's going to get an influx of people, and even I'm going to have a difficult time keeping up. So the rest of this site, my God, it's going to take some work. And I wouldn't be shocked if we begin to see a lot of new powerful people, you know, new moderators, new that sort of thing. And a lot more, a lot more of us structuring our posts better. I mean, we all get lazy. Trust me, I'm the laziest person here. However, we're going to have to start working on our posts, especially in certain forums. People are going to come, see the TV show and wonder, what was that all about? They're going to have a look at the ATS main website, and they're going to look at, you know, the war on terror. Did a plane really hit the Pentagon? Was AIDS a biological weapon manufactured by the American government to kill off communists, to kill off blacks, to kill off the monkey boy myth for me, which is the one I argue. So we're going to have to actually start to argue our points constructively. We're going to have to back everything up with evidence, because for a lot of people, they're not going to believe the government would harm them. They are not going to believe the government would jeopardize their future, their lives, their role in politics. They have never heard of half of the conspiracies we have. In the long 10 months I've been here, it's been a long 10 months, I've learned more about conspiracy theory than I had in the other 18 years of my life. So now we really need to start thinking about how we're going to bring these people out and how we're going to get them to start questioning things, because fundamentally that's the most important thing. Is if we do not question our government and we do not question everything in honesty, we will stagnate, we will stay the exact same, and we will be ruled rather than rule. And that's what we need to remember. And most importantly to me, we need to make them feel welcome. ATS is one hell of a community. Even when you get people that fight amongst themselves, we're still like family. And you've seen it. We've all seen it. When you get a new member who trolls a bit, who then gets into a little argument with one of the older members, and then everyone comes to his rescue, his or her rescue. So we need to start thinking about how we're going to beat trolls. I mean, we're going to get a lot of trolls, and boy, that's going to be fun. But how are we going to investigate things thoroughly? How are we going to make a logical argument? And there are a few posters who do that well. I mean, The Vagabond, Seeker of, just We Come in Peace, so on and so forth. They make some of the most fantastic posts. Valhal, Nerdling, etc. I could go on all day. And we need to start working like that more as a group. We need to have an argument, you know, our own point. We need to take that point and identify it, to operationalize it, to explain any important words, meanings. We then need to begin to back it all up with evidence, with sources, with varied sources, because that's one of the most important things. Is if your only source is somewhere like Stormfront, then there's no point making your argument, because it's going to get ripped to shreds. even by new members. I mean, if I posted something off Stormfront, I would hope a new member would rip me a new one, you know. In fact, I think I'd leave if my argument was based off something Stormfront posted. But aside from my hatred for that place, we're going to need to help them themselves raise up to that game. I mean, you have to ask them questions. We're going to have to make them think. And we're going to have to make them feel welcome. I don't know how we're going to make all these people feel welcome. Because if we don't, we're going to ruin this place, and we're going to ruin the potential. Ooh. Oops. We're going to ruin the potential ATS has to make a fantastic forum even better. And I think we need to work out a way to target that. I mean, I've raised it with a few administration. I actually emailed one of them. Not sure if he got it, because my UTs have been acting funny. But hopefully we're gonna make this place the most amazing forum. I mean, it already is. Some of the things Skeptic thought of, I mean, my ATS, that's a fantastic idea. The images down by each forum, not only are they funny, but I do believe this was the first forum to ever have those, from what I've been told at least. The elections, ATSNN, so on and so forth. And we're going to have to think as a community how to make this better. I mean, Skeptic has done a fantastic job, Simon has done a fantastic job, as has Springer, has all the super moderators, administration moderators, and so on and so forth. But they can only do it up to a certain point. I mean, we ourselves have to police this forum as a people. We have to see if someone's being a troll. We have to identify them. We have to report them, because, I mean, the moderators can't do everything. And we have to also think of new ways to help improve ATS, PTS, BTS. And I think it's about time we actually begin to do that. I mean, I've just recently thought of an idea of actually having a forum based around how we could make this place better. Primarily, I want to see a council forum where you people, you guys and girls, come in, post your idea. The council then get back to that thread, and we'll tell you if we've brought it up in a meeting, problems we have with it, so on and so forth. And we can all talk amongst ourselves, but also engage you guys in the conversation. I mean, I'd like to see a council that actively participates with its electorate. You know, I thought, I've always wanted to call you guys that. But we need to do that. We need to identify the trolls. We need to work together to make ATS better, not worse. And I hope we'll all finally start to do that. So anyway, so where was I here? My first suggestion is actually us having a council and member forum, one where we can talk amongst ourselves, where we can get together, sit down and say, bang, I want to have this, 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 and then the council can get back to you. I actually suggested it in my election campaign, and to have it in PTS, because, you know, we're politics at abovetopsecret.com. And I'd like to roughly run through to you guys what else I wanted to bring to PTS. It's quite a long list, so bear with me for the next 5 minutes while I take you through it. The first thing I want to see is actually PTS getting the threats it deserves. Instead of having them locked away in parts of ATS, we actually get them moved over here as soon as we possibly can. Even if that means we have a team, say, of 2-3 people who have been on here for a long time, who the administration trust enough to be
even if it means we have a group of people set up by the administration who go through ATS, BTS, and PTS and move the topics into the right sections. Not moderators, not super moderators, but other people. And they liaise with the council, the moderators, and the super moderators to do this. The next thing I want to suggest is actually a complete revamping of PTS and the forums we have. I've said it before, but I think PTS is exceptionally ethnocentric. You know, we have United States politics, United Kingdom politics, European Union, and, well, European politics, and everyone else. And that to me isn't acceptable. That to me is, you know, 4 billion people out of the world's population who are grouped together. And even though I want to keep the United States politics and United Kingdom politics separate due to the overwhelming majority of members here from those two countries, I actually want to see forums like a North American, South American, European, Middle East and Asian African politics sections. And I want to see all of them put in the right place. I mean, this is the one thing PTS is really going to get from the TV show. It's going to get a lot more people from all over the world to come here and discuss politics. And another forum I actually suggested would be a World Politics and Organizations for discussion of things like the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, so on and so forth. I also want to see for the United Kingdom and United States a sub-forum discussing laws. You know, we see it all the time. Congress passes a new bill. And in these forums, I want to get a forum specialist. Someone who understands the laws of that nation better than most of us. And is able to help new members understand the laws. So they're like, a guide. And they're also there to help us all. Because of the things I don't know. And I'm trained to be a lawyer, but there are things I don't know about British law, and so logically the things none of us know. And I'd like to see them set up actual threads like Infinite's done in the New World Order, identifying what it is, what the different, you know, for the New World Order example, he's identified what the different theories are, what his theory is, and so on and so forth. For the laws, you'd actually have to write up what the different approaches to policy is, how laws are made, how laws are interpreted, how they're abused, and so on and so forth. And it actually works as a fantastic reference point in all over the site. I mean, people quote back to these articles. And I began to do a few. I did one on United States politics for the United States Forum, and I did one on socialism. So that, you know, although that's not finished, neither of them are. But I'll get them done, and I'd like to see these done for conservatism, liberalism, moderates, United Kingdom politics, so on and so forth. You know, I'd like people to understand about the country, how its government works, how people are elected or are not elected. Yeah, and then the one forum that I'm really want to see, the one that's going to be the hardest, is actually an interview-based forum. This, we all have representatives to Congress, to the House of Lords and Commons in the United Kingdom, to the Parliament, to the Reich in Germany, you know. And we, with the ATS TV show, we're going to be able to get massive coverage, guys. We're going to be able to start getting on PTS, if we do this properly, members of Parliament to come here and be interviewed. I mean, we're going to get senators, hopefully, congressmen. I've actually been in the process of talking to a few MPs in the United Kingdom, and I've hopefully got an interview of a couple of people coming up. It's a bit sketchy, but as Infinite showed us, it's possible. And that's what my future And that's kind of why I ran. That's what I want to see. I want to see BTS grow. I actually want to see BTS expand and begin to get its own life separate from ATS. You know, I don't want it to be the ghetto of ATS like it is now. You know, I made a joke about this the other day to someone in the chat room, but if you think about it, ATS is like a massive city. BTS is kind of your amusement park and your arcades and other things like that. And ATS is the metropolitan district. It's where all the middle class and the upper class and all the businesses are. And BTS is kind of the ghetto where you only go if you really have to. You know, you don't dare walk through there, and you try not to get involved with anyone in there. But I want to move it apart. I want it to be the city that, you know, you get like cities in different parts of the world that are joined up together. You know, I want it like that. I want us on the same level as ATS. And I want to see a lot of things. I mean, I identified them in my election thread, and I hope you'll take a moment to read this now I've been elected. And I hope people will begin to ask questions on what I want to see. But I hope you understand why I ran now. I want to see ATS and PTS and BTS become even better. And I hope I'll be able to do that. Anyway, well, it's nearly 22 minutes, so, or it's over 22 minutes, so I'm going to get going. Take care all, and have a good night.